Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Certified Dubticians, presented by Puck and Flamingo. My name's Andrew. This is Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Doing awesome as always.
Yeah, right on. Glad to have you here. Thanks for being here, guys, and everyone tuning in. Look, so today is episode one. We made it. Puck and Flamingos. We did it.
Puck and Flamingos, baby.
This has been a process. Steve and I have had a lot of fun, actually.
Very much enjoyable.
Yeah. If you
love 2 a.m. texts.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in different time zones, Steve and I. It's like 8 hours different. So yeah, it's just been some early morning,
late night, depending on the war.
Yeah. What do you think of this logo? Guys. So anyways, welcome. So Certified Dubticians, this is it. Here, we are so pumped to bring this to you. If you listen to our little intro earlier, welcome to Certified Dubticians. Great. Then you know where we're at. If not, we're bringing you WHL. We're bringing you all the certified beauties in the WHL. We're going to talk about all the players, the teams, week by week, goal by goal. We're going to show you highlights. If you're not following us on YouTube, subscribe. You'll see some video in our dialogue. If you don't have the time for that, or you don't like doing that, get us on any podcast listening service, and obviously Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So Instagram, you'll see clips as well. I'll get some clips up on Instagram with, the audio and some talking, kind of, so you can see what it's about. But if you want the full video, obviously YouTube is the place to be. So all that being said, without further ado, today, Steve and I, we're going to talk about two teams. We're going to bring you two teams every week until the start of the WHL season, which is October.
Which is the BC division.
No, we're going every team.
Every team. Oh, we're doing
every
it.
Team. Surprise.
Let's do it. Let's
Yeah. No, obviously we're going to be favoring the BC division, guys, because, you know, we're obviously from BC, and most of you are as well. But that being said, the whole league matters, and there's some exciting players around the league.
Some players,
right? Some players I don't want to miss. So we'll talk about them definitely. Anyways, Vancouver Giants today. We're talking Vancouver Giants, and we're talking Victoria Royals. So we're going to be breaking these two teams down, kind of the last couple years leading up to this one. We're going to talk about some studs, some duds. Not really dads, but you know, some guys leaving. And then, yeah, we're going to also just break down, what the future might hold for these teams in the schedule, and what you can expect as a fan, and hopefully what you can watch live if you win some of our tickets.
Exactly. We get the Giants tickets on, we'll be going for prizes. So
yeah.
Turn around and get your hands on those. Cause I mean, if you haven't been to a WHL game, it's a lot of fun, guys, like for a quarter the price of an NHL game, and
yeah,
almost the same type of speed, not as much skill, but it's great hockey. It really is.
Yeah, you'll see some live streams of us there, that's for sure. We'll be there. So Steve, first thing I want to talk about the preseason schedule. So for all you locals out there, if you want to check them out, I don't know, we'll have to see what kind of restrictions apply. Hopefully by this time it'll be none. Game one of the preseason is September 15th. And then September 22nd and 24th, we have Kelowna, Kamloops, and Prince George. So the first two games are in Ladner, and the last one there's in Maple Ridge. So for all you locals, find out what the restrictions are, get there, go watch some of that. That'll probably be fun.
I also think you can watch live on those ones, it seems, on the CHL website. If you go into there has to be a link. So even if you can't make it out, or they're only have limited seats, you guys can still watch it online.
Yeah. And if you didn't watch our previous episode, I know it's daunting seeing 2 hours on the thing there. We were just following along with a Memorial Cup game, and you can do that with us when we do another episode, or you can also just get the CHL app and follow along with your favorite team. You can watch the Giants and stuff. I think there is a subscription for WHL TV that you'd have to pay for. It's minimal, I think, for what you get. But yeah, it's a really good app from what I've found. Lots of content, lots of information, and once games starts happening, it's gonna be pretty cool.
There's a lot of information on there, more than I expected.
So, yeah, and replays. You can see every Memorial Cup and top prospect game from 2010 to last year's.
Yeah, it's good to go back and check out some of those guys or where they came from. I was watching the Brian Wheat Kings versus the Windsor Spitfires. We both were shocked to find out Mark Stone played for the Wheat Kings. So,
yeah,
you know,
the amount of talent
like that. Yeah. Braden Shen, guys like that. It was just it was kind of cool to look back and see, and like, oh, these are where these guys came from, right? So right in your backyard.
Yeah. And I was looking at games to watch, which ones, you know, and trying to find which game would have been better, and names like, this is for more Memorial Cup now, not specifically the WHL, but you know, names like Nathan MacKinnon, Mitch Marner, they were all there, you know, for MacKinnon, top games to watch.
Playing together.
Yeah.
MacKinnon, yeah. They were with for Hamilton.
So yeah, we hopefully we'll have the time to get back and do another one of those games. That was fun.
It was fun.
But most importantly, right now we're gonna be giving you all 22 teams in the league over the next 11 weeks.
Jam packed, but it's gonna be fun.
Right. So the Giants actually ended their season last year. And with a 6-1 victory over Victoria. Now that's
shellacking.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, unfortunately, it was the game before that meant more. And they dropped it to, well, unfortunately, I guess depends who you are, but they dropped it to Kamloops. And Kamloops clinched the division. There was no playoffs or anything last year. There was only 22 games. Kelowna played 16 because of COVID. Mm-hmm.
There was also the hub they had going on. So it's kind of like the NHL bubble. It was in Kamloops. So the Sandman Center was the
was in Kamloops or Kelowna?
It was in Kamloops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all five games they played there were in Kamloops. So maybe a little bit of home ice advantage there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they dropped the game before. They beat Kelowna 6-2 before that and then lost to PG 3-0 in that little bubble thing.
Yeah. So next year, I mean, like I've told you guys, we've got season tickets. And when I was talking to the guy there, he said that they're expecting full capacity. So, let's go. But I just want to talk a little bit about the players who will not be returning, who played their last games for Vancouver. So the first one I have on my list is Alex Canuck-Liepert. So he was the captain, for anyone who doesn't know, if you're new to the WHL or to the Vancouver Giants. He was the captain. He played, I believe he played 5 seasons.
Yes.
Yeah, 5 years. He 219 games played, 21 goals, 62 assists, 83 points. He's a defenseman. He's 6 foot, 195 pounds. And he spent 2 years as the captain of the Vancouver Giants.
He got drafted by Washington in 2018. In the 6th rounds, 161th pick.
Yeah.
So, and then he was drafted to Vancouver in the Bantam draft in the 4th round at 79th pick in 2015.
Yeah. So just in case you guys don't know how the WHL CHL works. So there's the Bantam draft, right? And you have to be 16 to play, but there are exceptions. Like Connor Bedard got the exception last year. He was 15. Sidney Crosby played when he was 15, didn't he?
McDavid, I think, did as well.
Yeah. So there are exceptions, but the upper limit is 20. So each team can only have 3 20-year-olds on their team. They can turn 21 during the season, but not before January. So if they turn 21 after January, they're okay. But they're also ineligible to play for the AHL until they turn 20. So if you play in the CHL and you're drafted by an NHL team at 18, if you don't make the NHL team, then you're not eligible to play in the AHL. You have to go back to your CHL team. And then once you turn 20, you can play for the AHL. So that's what's happening here in Alex Canuck-Liepert. So he's 20. I think he's turning 21. So he will go he'll go play for Washington's farm team if he doesn't make the squad.
Hershey Bears.
Yeah. So it's aged out. He's aged out is what we say in the dub.
Basically, sometimes you'll see players that are highly touted and they can come up and try out for the like Bron was saying, you can try out for the NHL team. Once they're sent down to the CHL, they can no longer be called back up.
Yeah.
Unlike the AHL, where some people might be familiar, you can, guys on two-way contracts or even one-way as long as they don't pass the waivers, but can get sent up and down at any time, basically, through the AHL and NHL. You can't do it at the CHL. Once you send a player down and you're like, this person does not want to play for us, they are no longer eligible to come back up that year. They are fully committed to that CHL team.
Once they're 20 years old. So even if they turn 21 after January and they're eligible to play in the CHL, they're still... that they can still play in the AHL that year. They're then no longer tied down to their CHL team. Mm-hmm. So anyway, sorry, back to Liepert. He, the reason he'll be missed. So he actually had, a combined of 240 penalty minutes in the 219 games. He was a scrappy player. And I think that's why he'll be missed in Vancouver as a leader.
Yeah.
He put his heart on the ice, stuck up for his teammates a lot. If you're listening, if you're watching, then on YouTube or whatever, you know, we'll throw up some highlights. So if you're listening on podcast, you want to see that, go check that out. But
thing that surprised me though is like, yes, with the size, but this year he transitioned into an offensive, in my opinion, way more of an offensive defenseman. Mm. His points per game went from 0.35 to 0.82. So 22 right. games played, 18 points. He had that in the 19-20 season, he had 62 games played with 22 points.
Yeah.
So something happened over and something clicked to him and he can use that physicality as well as making plays.
And you mentioned size. No, I want to say that it's the size of his heart, not the size of his body. He's only 6 foot, you know, he's 194 pounds. That's not big.
Yeah. I mean, it's not big, but still being a 20-year-old kid, he probably still has a little bit of room of growth, right? So you put that weight on, he can get to a 215, 220. If he gets another inch or two, that's still a 6'2", 215 defenseman, which is not a giant, but you know, not nothing to slouch around, right?
Oh, so hey, I'm not knocking his size. I'm just saying, he played with a bigger heart. Like when you see 100%. Him, even when you see him scrapping some of the guys in his highlights, like he's not the bigger guy in the boat.
No,
but he wins too. He
plays like it,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, he'll definitely be missed. And not just in the locker room, off the ice as well. He was a big ambassador for Hockey Gives Blood.
Which, all wrong person.
Yeah. So yeah, it's unfortunate, but obviously that's the league. That's what happens. And I don't think they've named another captain, but we'll keep you posted once we hear something. You'll definitely know.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few people that I have in mind, but you aren't going to know until the season starts, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. Another guy that aged out is Eric Florchuk. He's a center left winger, 6'2", 194 pounds, left-handed shot. He had 53 points in 57 games with Vancouver, and he rocked the A as an alternate. Actually, I think our next guy, Tristan Nielsen, he's a bit of a stud too. He rocked an A as well.
I want to go back to Eric Florchuk here. I want to look at his flow. For those that don't know, this guy's got sick hair, man.
Okay, I didn't know it. That I didn't see it.
I love but... it. He's got some wicked flow going on. So
all right, we'll definitely post up a headshot on the on YouTube.
He definitely needs the no Bucky warm up skate.
Nice. I hope he gets it.
100%.
Yeah, I didn't even see. Was he drafted? I didn't even see.
He was drafted to Washington in the 2018 draft.
Florchuk or Liepert?
Florchuk.
Both were drafted to Washington.
Yeah, Florchuk was in the seventh round at 217th. Nice. Liepert was the sixth round, I believe. Also, Florchuk was also drafted to the WHL, to Victoria, in the first round, 13th pick in 2015. Nice. So we received him through trade from Victoria.
Steve's the stat guy. I fucking love it, Steve. keep that coming. I'm a huge numbers guy as well, guys. Like, if you don't know me, and I think Steve is too, and that's why we get along so well talking about this stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. He had 20 points last season out of 22 games. So
yeah, more of a, it's not bad. Nearly point per game.
Yep, 16 assists, 4 goals. You can't really go too wrong. But
yeah,
I mean, he's been passed around the league too. That's the thing, is that he spent the first season and a half with the Royals before going to the Blades, and then getting put over to Vancouver Giants after he played in the top prospects game.
Yeah.
So he was on Team Cherries.
Was he on Team Cherry?
Team Cherry, yeah.
Did he get any points?
Not from my understanding, but okay. he was on there, so.
Yeah. So next up, Tristan Nielsen. Did you dig any dirt up on this guy? So he played actually 6 years in the Dub.
Yep.
With Vancouver and Calgary, split his career there. Yeah, 241 games played.
Basically, almost down the middle with them. Like, he played three and a half years for Calgary and 2.5 years for Vancouver. So,
yeah. Yeah, so he had 82 goals, 93 assists, 175 points in 241 games played. Also rocked the alternate last season. Mm-hmm.
Offensively gifted, much more so.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so, actually. He was second in points last year. He had 32 points in 22 games for the Giants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he'll definitely be missed up front as well.
Yes. The last two seasons he averaged over a point a game. The 2021 season was 1.5. So that's definitely gonna be missed, especially as a leader as well. 15 goals, 17 assists. How can you not?
Yeah, between him and Liepert, those are some gaps to be filled. Yeah.
Big shoes.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, next up on the things to talk about, I kind of have players to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Some players to keep an eye on who might be able to fill those gaps. Maybe not right away, but maybe down the future, maybe some right away. One guy especially. And you must have heard of him, guys. If not, then get on the train. Justin Sordiff.
Yeah.
He's a Surrey native. He led the team in points with 34 points in 22 games last year.
He's a certified beautician, that's for sure.
He's a certified dubtician.
Dubtician.
No doubt about it. This guy's a certified dubtician.
Yeah.
Drafted third by Vancouver, the Vancouver Giants in 2017. And 87th
third
by Florida. Third overall, right. And then 87th by Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got... I mean, again, I'll probably throw some highlights for this guy, but it's like, look, he's strong on the puck. He's exciting to watch. Steve, I know you had some things to comment on his game.
I mean, going over and kind of going over his goals and his highlights, this guy, for being 5'11", 182 pounds, he's mm-hmm. very, very strong on his skates, and I don't think I've seen him score a goal outside the 10-foot mark. He gets to the net, makes moves, and can put the puck where he needs to put it in tight, which, like, just super soft hands.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, for his size, they don't seem to be able to contain him. He can just drive his way to the center and put backhand over the goalie's glove.
Yeah, easily. you know who he reminds me of now, not maybe not skill wise, and again, this is not a direct comparison, but the way he manages the puck like that, it reminds me of Sidney Crosby's, just his core strength, just someone who's so hard to get off the puck and to
control the puck as well.
Yeah.
Puck protection.
And he's so determined. He never gives up on a play. There's about three or four plays I saw highlights where he would shoot the puck at the goalie, get his own rebound and pop it in.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. He doesn't give up on the play. Right. And he sees things that other players don't, and even watch him, you're like, kind of question something, and all of a sudden it pops out and he's in the slot with the puck and it's in the net. You're like, how the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
Right. It looks like he's almost moving slow out there too. He doesn't but he's moving by guys, which is crazy. He just looks slow. It's weird how he skates. So
yeah, he's got a little bit of a finesse to it, to his his movements. Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so he's a guy to keep an eye on, guys. Like next year, I'm definitely going to be taking his number when I'm at the games. I'll be fired up every time he touches the puck. That's for sure.
Well, thank you. You'll be able to miss him. I mean, he kind of blew up this year, much so. But he's progressed every year that he's been in the WHL. At this rate, he had 22 games, 11 goals, 23 assists, so 34 points. But the season before, with 57 games, he had 54 points. So much more goals at that point, with 26 and 28 assists. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell through this short 22-game season. But it looks like he's off to a good start. And his last three plus minuses were 27, plus 27, plus 30, and then plus 10 through that. So yeah, he's on the ice when they score.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, his plus minus is quite impressive. Yeah, so another guy to keep an eye on is Mazden Leslie. Am I saying that right? Mazden?
Mazden Leslie.
So he's a right-handed shot, D-man, 6'1", 181 pounds from Lloydminster, Alberta. He was drafted at number 10 in the first round last year.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe watch for him to take a spot, like you say, with some other guys vacating.
Mm-hmm. As he came in for that season with 17 games played, he had 5 goals. So that's actually pretty impressive. So he's going to be someone that obviously can shoot the puck. And yeah, growing up and getting into this next full season is going to be exciting to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing this guy play live.
Yeah. No, he's 16, right?
Yep. He's 16.
Yeah. So definitely room to grow. Is definitely a guy to keep an eye on. And then the last guy I got on my list for someone to watch is Trent Miner. Yeah.
Yep.
The goalie.
Yeah.
The G.
He was a first round pick in the WHL in 2016. At 20th.
Yeah.
And he's also picked up by Colorado in the 2019 at the 7th round at 202.
Yes. So this is go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say 6'1", 180 pounds, from Brandon, Manitoba.
Yeah, WHL All Star.
Mm-hmm.
His last year, he had 2.16 goals against average and a 0.915% save percentage. Mm-hmm. Last year, so this is why I want to keep an eye on him. So he's 20 years old. Okay, I guess he's WHL All-Star. He's good. Now with his age and his development, this will depend on where the teams are, I guess, and where they think he's best fit. But he turns 21 on the 21st of February, which makes him eligible to play in the CHL. But it also makes him eligible for the AHL. So
I think, like, with goalies are different. You have to develop them a lot different than you would even a forward or defenseman. Yeah. A lot of it has to do with confidence and mental game. And a lot of these guys won't break into it till you get the odd guys that'll come in maybe 2021 and be able to play in the AHL. But from my thought is that you want to keep those guys at the highest that they can play to keep that confidence going, right? So if they go in the AHL and get absolutely lit up, it's going downhill fast. If they go back to the CHL, post up a good goals against average, even if they don't win every game, he can still look back and be like, this is what I did. You know, I held my own. And you get the little bit more adjustments. You get a little bit bigger, you get a little bit stronger, a little bit more flexible, all that type of things, right?
So yeah, and he'll certainly be the starter in Vancouver 100%. If that's where he plays, right? Which I think I agree with you. I think he will.
Yeah, I think he'd come back. He's played for Vancouver since he got drafted. I don't see them throwing him away. I think Vancouver thinks they have a chance to make it to the Memorial Cup, and they're not a team that's going to be selling. I think they're a team that's going to be trying to be buying. So I think he sticks around. Yeah. I'm excited to watch him play.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Unfortunately, it'll be the last year, but... Yeah,
than never.
Yeah, it's true. And to watch him grow into his new NHL team, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of going back to the Memorial game we talked about, one of the goalies that was in the and it was Philip Grubauer, right? So
yeah, speaking of Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I kind of, so I mean him going in, and I mean Grubauer probably not gonna be re-signing, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that doesn't mean close to that.
I would say he's even close, but, you know, the door's opening is all I'm kind of saying.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the doors are always opening, especially if you can perform at that level. But, yeah, he's very young still, especially for a goaltender, like you say.
Yeah.
Even, like, goalies like Carter Hart and stuff like that, you know, Jordan Bennington, they started very young. They were kind of freaks. You know, usually.
Well, Bennington was a lot older than
and Demko.
Bennington came out as a rookie, but he was like a 25-year-old rookie, right?
Yeah, so, that's the thing. But that's my point.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So look, that is exactly what you mean. There's very few goalies that come in at 20, 21, and can actually make a difference, right? They work their way up. They play in the AHL. They become a starter for the AHL for a year or two. Then they go up to the backup, and then they kind of work their way up through there.
Exactly.
Super rare to have one of those freaking natures come through.
Yeah, even defensemen don't usually go straight to the
it's rare. Yeah, I honestly find, and I might get slack, especially being on this show, that if I was a goalie, I would want to go play the NCAA, just to have the extra kind of years that you can play there, right, before having to move out. That would be my type of thing if I was a goalie, but obviously, if I had a chance to play in WHL, I'm taking it every day of the week. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying it gives you the extra kind of year to play with your team that you're on.
That's fair. But that being said, the CHL has some of the best development coaches in the world.
Much higher league, much higher skilled league, right? There's only a few teams in the NCAA that like even compare to a WHL team. So
right. So the coaches, even like goalie coaches and stuff like that, they would all be way more intense and what word am I looking for here?
Better.
That'll do it. Better. Okay. So lastly, the last thing I want to touch about, and I want to get into their schedule a bit, but as for players, the import draft. So I don't know if you saw that, it was just yesterday. It's another thing that I learned actually getting into this podcast is that every year there's an import draft and each team gets to select one player from an international team to come and play for their squad in the CHL, because mostly CHL is homegrown, right? Usually.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty cool. It's interesting. And actually that makes sense because Leon Draisaitl was playing. What was that? Which one did we watch?
You watched it. I didn't watch it, but he played for Kelowna.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Another Memorial Cup game. Yeah. And Draisaitl was playing. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that one. I forget the outcome. So
I even know about that. And, you know, living in Kamloops and, you know, Kamloops and Kelowna have a pretty good rivalry in the WHL. So I had no idea Leon Draisaitl played for Kelowna. Yeah. That's what I find out, right?
So, I know. I text you. I was like, man, did you know?
Yeah, no idea. So now it's going to be nice to kind of show some of these guys that you're like, oh, crap, I knew about that guy when he was 16, right? Mm-hmm. So hopefully you can bring that to you guys on these episodes here. Yeah.
Anyways, I mentioned the import draft. I didn't mention who they took. It was a goaltender by the name of Jesper Wickman. I hope I'm not butchering that. They picked him number 8th overall. He's actually a Vegas prospect who was picked 125th in 2020by Las Vegas. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Is that a just in case? Does he slot in as a secondary?
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. I forgot to check what age he was, to be honest. Sorry. But maybe he sticks around for a couple of years.
It's like we can jump into the schedule here for him.
Okay, so Giants opening night, we have October 8th versus home opener. Regular season home opener, October 8th versus Prince George at the Langley Event Center.
Yep.
So that'll actually be the first home game at the Langley Event Center since February 28th, 2020, before the pandemic, mm-hmm. before my life changed forever.
But for the first game of the season, though, they are playing Victoria.
Yes.
On October 2nd.
So. Yes, in Victoria.
In Victoria at the Save on Foods Arena. Yeah. I can't wait to go to the... Hopefully everything's at full capacity, like we said. And I know we're repeating yourself a little bit here, but if it's all open up, I'll be at that first game. So hope to see you guys all there.
Yeah, look, I mean, it'll be a good one. Prince George didn't finish great last year, but it's so hard to judge. Do you have... No. Where did?
But Prince George beat him twice in that little bubble tournament, right? So
yeah.
We'll see.
The year before, Prince George finished last in the BC division. They had 20 wins, 34 losses. And Vancouver also has a 2-0 record versus Prince George in home openers over their course, the course of their life.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting stat.
Yeah. Yeah. I pulled that one out from fucking back cover. Like...
You're digging deep on me. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So anyways, and then after that, Steve, you have the schedule there. Just walk me through it. What do we got?
Yeah, we got after the Prince George game, we have Kelowna on the 16th at the Langley Event Center. And then we head to the Salmon Center in Kamloops on the 22nd.
Happy
and weekend. Then it's a back-to-back home and home. So Vancouver's in Kamloops on the Friday, and then they come down and play Kamloops, or they come back and play in Langley on the 23rd of October.
Yeah.
And then basically the same thing happens the next weekend. They play Kelowna at home on the Friday, then on the Wednesday they play Kelowna in Kelowna at the Prosperity Center.
Yeah. So
that's all the way up to November.
So if you guys don't know, I think we spoke about this. I don't know. Did we speak about this on a pod, Steve, or personally that this year? So
scheduling.
Yeah. So the schedule is strictly, it's just BC teams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
everyone's playing their own division again, but they're playing in their home arena this time.
Oh, it looks like there's later on, there is in the November, they are playing Everett and in Everett. So
sorry, it's not the division, it's the conference.
Conference. So yeah they're playing in the conference.
Yeah. So the West is playing conference. The West. Yeah.
So it's all the West Coast. So we won't be playing like the Saskatoon Blades or the Manitoba.
So no Connor Bedard.
Brandon Wheat Kings. Sorry, I was going to say. Yeah. So no Bedard.
No Bedard from Regina.
Regina. But we still have another year after that. Yeah. Like for those who don't know, he's labeled the next McDavid, right?
For those who don't know who he is, he played when he was 15.
Yeah. And lit it up. I think he was the best player on their team. We'll go over it later on one of these episodes, and
once we get to Regina,
once we get to them, it'll probably be a whole episode on Connor Bedard. So
yeah, check out YouTube that day for sure.
Yeah,
it'll be a full hour here. Of Bedard highlights.
Yeah, and they're crazy, man. They're crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah,
cool. So the West. So the West, and again, so for you guys don't know, I think that's just the BC division and the US division. So yeah. That would be Kamloops, Vancouver, Kelowna, Prince George, Victoria, Everett, Portland, Seattle, Spokane, and Tri-City.
Yes. Yeah. That's every team that'd be in our division. So we're not going down to Portland or anything like that for the Winterhawks. And those aren't in. We're not playing those guys. So
We would, yeah.
We do play. Yeah,
my bad. They're in the U.S. division. Yeah,
they are. My bad.
Yeah. So we won't be seeing the East and the Central divisions. Mm-hmm. So just so you guys all know that's the Eastern Conference. That would be Edmonton, Medicine Hat, Calgary, Lethbridge, Red Deer, Brandon, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Prince Albert, Regina, Moose Jaw, and Swift Current. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have mixed feelings about this. Steve, you and I kind of spoke on it. I kind of like it, to be honest, because it's we saw what happened in the NHL, right? Well, it was almost like every game was a playoff game. It became bloodbaths. Like guys started hating each other by the end of the year. And with these young guys and their emotions and their hearts, I think we'll see some of the same stuff.
I honestly think the players are going to enjoy it too. I mean, these guys aren't flying in their private jets, right? They're going on to Manitoba or Saskatchewan on a team bus, right? So I think there might be, as much as it sucks not to be able to take those trips, I think it's nice for the team for the players to keep their freshness.
But that being said, when I worked on my job, where I did fly in, fly out for a little while, we took a Red Deer Rebels bus when they were off season. They rented it out to our company, and man, it's a nice bus.
Bus is a bad bus, but you know what I mean. It's still a bus.
It's a nice bus.
Get the nice heated seats.
Yeah, it had all the bells and whistles. Every seat at a TV.
There you go.
It was nice. All right. Yeah.
That's better than the buses I had playing football. So.
All right. So that's it for our and your Vancouver Giants. I'm pumped to see them next year. I'm pumped to see every team come through next year. And this podcast is not going to be just Vancouver heavy. You know, we're going to, like I said, we're going to talk about all the WHL. It might be BC heavy, but we're going to try our best to not be super, super biased.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So on to the Victoria Royals, after all that being said.
Yeah.
So, Steve, last year...
the Victoria Rebels.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Or Royals. Why are you laughing?
The Rebels.
The Rebels. That's
they rebelled against winning last year.
They sure did. and it wasn't necessary right off the bat either. It was about halfway through the season.
What do you mean?
Well, they were.
What did they win their first three games?
they were about halfway. They're at 500 mark around the last final two marks.
Am I wrong?
The last final 2 months.
Am I wrong here? So, are you looking at last year? Or are you looking at the year before?
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong season.
Yeah.
No, these guys in the last one.
They went 317-1.
Yep.
That's like 500 mark. Did they win their first three games?
It must have.
They went 1-1 and then, yeah.
0.182% win percentage. While their 2.81 goals per game was the lowest in team history, their 4.36 goals against marked the highest since they I think they ever been in the league, and they only been in the league 10 years, I believe.
Very, very new team.
But I mean, when you're
exactly 10 years,
yeah, actually. 10 years. While, like I said, they're scoring two goals a game, but letting up 4.5. You're not gonna win too many games doing that.
Now, look, we love you, Victoria. We're not ragging on you. The year before, they had a bad year, and we'll get into a little bit why here. But just before, I do want to go back to what you were saying about the season prior, and it was a good season for them. They actually finished second in the BC division. Mm-hmm. They went 32-24-6.
That's a big move. A good to record, pick up it wasn't too bad. They made a move near the end of the season to pick up a Moose Jaw Warrior player.
Yeah,
by the name of Brian Tracy. Yeah. By far the best player even last year. So it's weird what happened. Like I said, I don't know if it was just the season as the COVID season, if it's a write-off, or
I mean,
is it time for them to rebuild now, which they're doing.
Yeah.
A lot of new guys in. So
yeah, that's a problem. We have some stuff to talk about there, Steve, man. Facts for you. I don't know if you picked it up, but we'll discuss it, I guess. So first I want to talk about how young they are. Like you mentioned there.
Yeah.
Last season, they had 16 rookies on their roster. 16. So there's a couple guys who aged out this year, which won't help their their problem.
No, not at all.
Rookies, but not a lot. I think Vancouver had what, four players there that aged out. There was only, I think, two or three here. Oh, actually, there's three. So the first one is Brandon Cutler. He had 9 goals, 7 assists, and 16 points in 22 games last year.
Matthews, the team for scoring.
Yeah. So that'll hurt. Matthew Smith, he had one goal, one assist, and 2 points in 22 games. He was a minus 21 last year.
That's one thing that I'm glad you brought that up. Their best goals against, well, I should say that. There's nobody that said the positive for a plus minus. Every player on this team is at least minus five or going up to minus 20, I think, or minus 17, I think is the worst. When we or 21, sorry, I'm mistaken. There's a minus 21 on there.
Yeah, it's Matthew Smith.
Yeah, there is that's not good. If you don't have a single player that's in the positives.
Yeah. But look, with 16 rookies, that's a lot. Now I'll get a little bit more into where those rookies lie too in their roster, which will help kind of hopefully help you understand a bit of where those negatives come from potentially. But the next player I want to talk about is Adam Ivanov. Mm-hmm. Ivanov. I hope I'm saying that right. Last year he was
Ivanov.
He was 212-1 last year with a 4.2 goals against average and a 0.889 percentage. So that's awful, obviously. Okay. But that being said, he got peppered with shots all the time. And on that roster, okay, they had 10 defensemen rostered. Seven were rookies. Only three of their defensemen returned from the previous year.
That's insane.
Yeah. So that poor goalie, I mean, and he split the 2019-2020 year with the Moose Jaw Warriors, another Moose Jaw Warriors. Actually, it's funny. We're going to be showing some highlights here on YouTube, and they're both from Moose Jaw, the highlights.
Moose Jaw's putting out some good hockey players.
Yeah. Like I said, you're going to see highlights from this guy, and or you might have already seen them. And he's an agile goalie, you know. He's aged out.
Yeah,
he was their number one goalie.
They're gonna miss him. Like having a, like you say, having a team with seven rookie defensemen, and
yeah,
and these guys,
those
you gotta understand, these 16-year-old kids are coming in here, right? They're coming in from they're studs on their team. You know what I mean? They're going up from these bantam teams that they're probably, you know, elite players in this, and then jumping to a league against 20-year-old men that have been doing this for up to 5 years. So,
yeah. And the other thing is, like, those stats, from what I read, they're not like a full picture of how the goalie has performed.
He got drafted in the 10th round in the WHL draft. So the bantam draft, he was in the 10th round at 219.
I read something about him being checking out Winnipeg, being undrafted, being like a prospect, an AHL prospect, as an undrafted goaltender.
Well, last year it's gotta be tough playing with coming into your last year. Like, just imagine this, guys, like, whatever sport you play, it's your last year playing for this, and in front of you are a bunch of kids that have no idea what they're doing. Like, I shouldn't say that like that, because, you know, but
it's not fair to
I
them,
mean
but...
it's not fair, but I mean, he posted up a 4.22 goals against average, right? Two wins, 12 losses, and you could, looking at stats, you're like, oh, this goalie's trash, right? Or garbage, whatever you want to call him. But that is just not the case, right? Mm-hmm. When you have a team that hasn't gelled yet, and you know, between if you haven't played hockey, or you watch a lot and haven't actually played, the communication between defense and goalie is huge. The goalie has to trust where your defense is going to be and know what you're doing, which guy you're picking up, whether they're picking up low or they're picking up the high slot, if they're taking away cross crease, if they're going for the man on a 2-on-1, or if they're taking away the pass. The goalie and the D have to be in sync that way. And if you don't have that, it's really tough for a goalie to have confidence in their defenseman so they can challenge the play.
Yeah, man, you nailed that. That's so true. So yeah, he'll be missed. I mean, like we said, their previous record before that was what, 32 wins? Mm-hmm. And I think he played half that year. I think he split that year between Moose Jaw and Victoria. But yeah. Who replaces him is the big question. They have Connor Martin and Keegan Maddox. Now, whether or not either of them are ready to step into a number one, I don't know yet. But they also went out and they drafted Sebastian Waranishits.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know how to say that guy's name. I
butchered that last name. But I feel like Don Cherry over here trying to pronounce guys' names. Bieska.
Bieska.
Anyways, this kid was, he's 19 years old, 6'0", 176 pounds from Vienna, Austria. The general manager spoke very highly of him. He said, he's exceptionally competitive. He's athletic. He's got a very strong work ethic and a wealth of international experience. So maybe he's talking him up, trying to convince the fan base that this is your number one guy next year.
I don't know if you can. I think they're going to play it by ear and kind of rotate some of these goalies through and kind of see who starts getting hot, who can prove himself in game. I think that would be my strategy going in. You know, just letting these guys get their feet wet and then seeing how they handle it, right? Yeah. Especially coming over from, I believe you said he was up from Austria, different type of hockey, right? So bigger rink, a little bit, you know, they're playing that the European style. So making that transition might be a little bit tough too.
That's true.
So we'll see. Bigger guys, bigger, more physical, more physicality. We'll see. Another young guy I'm really excited on. And yes, he's one of those rookie defensemen. But he was drafted 9th overall in the Bantam, is Austin Zemlak. He only played 3 games last season. He's a 6'1", 175 Fort McMurray. But like I said, played 3 games, no points or anything, -1, 2 penalties. But he's gonna be someone that needs to take that next jump and hopefully fill a role for him in a top 4 position. So we'll see what happens.
He played in Edmonton prior.
Yeah, the U15 or something.
Yeah, right? Prep C.
Yeah.
Yeah, his best year was in 1920, and he had 36 points in 27 games, 22 penalty minutes.
So he's gonna be your prospect to look for, in my opinion. And hopefully he can be a founding father for that D in the future. We were talking about this through Memorial Cup too. Is Windsor won the Memorial Cup in 2009-10 back to back. And they're known as like a dynasty team, just winning back to back. In the CHL, WHL, you have a 2-year window. So just because you could be the bottom place team, you know, it's not like you have to do a 5-year window to rebuild, because a lot of these other guys are losing their players too, right? To drafts, to aging out. So just because you're at the bottom of the season last year doesn't mean you can't be a top 3 team the next year.
They were bottom of the year in a crapshoot, bottom team in a crapshoot year. Like we said, the year before that, they were 2nd in the BC division. So it's not like all hope is lost.
Yeah. But the thing is that's the great thing about the WHL is you're not going through the you know, Edmonton streaks of 20 years and not going to the playoffs. All right. So, but yeah.
And unfortunately, so now that's the bit of good news for Victoria. Is like you said, they are a young team. They can grow. Hopefully there are some prospects in there that can really fill the shoes. But unfortunately, I'm going to finish this Victoria talk with bad news and more bad news. it's really depressing. As I read these stories, I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like the news just kept getting worse. I thought it was bad, but so when you lose, you kind of you look towards the draft, like Vancouver Canucks, for example. They had a shit year. What happens? We pick 10th, 9th overall, and we're like, oh yay, you know, this is at least good news. Victoria has traded what would have been a 3rd overall pick to Brandon for Tannen Kaspik. So their first rounder would have been a 3rd overall pick, and that's now in Brandon. It gets a little worse than that too. The Royals sent Saskatoon their first round. Sorry, they sent Saskatoon's first round pick to the Warriors in exchange for the Tracy in the Tracy deal. And that's Brayden now Tracy. 16th overall. So,
but that Brayden Tracy is, I mean, it's yeah, no. It's 16th overall. No, but here's the thing: is that he's their best player.
He was like, their best player.
Yeah.
For how long?
Well, he got pulled in. And he got traded halfway through that other season, right? Yeah. And they're trying to make a push. And I feel that's something you need to do in the WHL is you kind of have to take those risks, right? We'll give up a 16th
pick. I guess so.
In that, to try and make that run to see what we can do, right? Because like I say, the windows are so small.
Yeah.
That, you're 16th overall pick, but your 16th overall pick could only play two years for you, really. If he's a stud, plays 16, up to 18, gets drafted, goes up and plays in the NHL. 18.
Unlikely.
There's a lot of players that do. Jamie Draisaitl is 18 years old from Anaheim, played in the Anaheim last year. He still played 2 years in the CHL. It does happen, right? So all I'm saying is that window – That is a 2 year window. So you got, when you have a chance to try to do something, I think you make that play. Maybe they knew more about the draft and said, hey, maybe there's not that much talent in this year's draft, or it's not as highly scouted. Sorry.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, but that third overall pick kind of sucks. That's the kind of a kick in the butt. Now you're kind of SOL.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Brayden Tracy, we can talk about him for a bit. I'll throw up some highlights. You can check him out too. And I'll put in the YouTube description, guys, where at what time these are coming in. So you don't have to watch the whole, if you listen to the podcast, you don't have to watch the whole YouTube video again. You can just skip to the marker points. But
timestamps.
Yeah. Thanks.
Perfect.
So anyways, Brayden Tracy, so he had 9 goals, 12 assists, 21 points in 22 games last year, but he's unlikely to return. So he was drafted by Anaheim.
Yep. In the first round. He's a first round pick in 2019 at 29th overall.
That's right. Yeah, 29th overall. So
he's a left winger for you guys that shoots left.
He's a 20-year-old now, so he's eligible to play in the AHL for San Diego Gulls. And it's likely that he does. I don't see him getting cut from that team. But in the event that he does, which is possible, maybe not cut, but they could also make a mutual decision that's better for him to play another year in the dub. That could be a saving grace for Victoria. That could be like a knight in shining armor.
Does that change your opinion on the trade then? If he stays another season, if he does stay another season, that makes that trade worthwhile instead of 16th, right? That's fair.
Yes.
That's kind of where my head was, right? Like, you kind of make it hoping he stays, but in the unlikely fact that
he kind of, I don't know, you kind of got to know that he won't. A player like that, for that caliber, a 29th pick.
Yeah.
You got to assume that he's playing in the AHL as an option for the Anaheim Ducks.
I think it changes if his team is a contender. I think it's hard for him to come back and try to be a leader in a team that's going to get their ass kicked every night.
Yeah.
Theoretically, quote unquote, might get their ass kicked every night. I shouldn't say that because we don't know.
No.
But speaking from last year, it's kind of the direction they're at.
At the moment. But then, look, all those players are going to come back with a year under their belt, you know?
Yep.
So
well, it's meant for a Brayden Tracy just not coming back. You don't want to come back to a dumpster fire.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like if they had a contender, if they're about to make it, he's grown up with these core guys. The core is not there. They're all brand new faces. So for him, I don't think there's any attachment there for him to stick around and try and make that the AHL team improve his career. So I agree with you there.
Yeah. Cool. So I think it's back to the drawing board for Victoria. Not necessarily back to the drawing board, but back to the prospect training camp, I guess you would say.
Developing
thank them, you. Right? Like, yeah. That's the word. Yeah, thank you.
Through. Like I said, they do have some these young guys that could make splashes.
Yeah, so anyways, guys, we're going to finish up this podcast here. we're going to have a little bit of fun. So Steve and I, we're going to take two teams we talked about, and we're going to build a all-star lineup. So a center, left wing, right wing, two D-men, and a keeper.
Of all time.
Of all time. All-time players for both teams. Yeah, and we're going to make one lineup. Go ahead.
It's kind of difficult with the Royals without the history.
Yeah, they're such a young team. It's hard to establish who's good, like who's who.
Yeah, right. And with the the diverse championships through Vancouver, there's a lot more players that have been through the system that made it to the NHL. And mm-hmm. this is based off of not how well they did in junior, but how well that these players would be in the NHL. So guys that pretty much got drafted, or you know what I mean? Like, unless they were an all-star stud that something crazy happened to them.
Yeah, I'd say just an overall all-around play. Take what they did in the NHL and combine it to what they did in juniors.
Yeah obviously, exactly. A combination of both.
Yeah. If there's a stud who lit it up in juniors but then fell off, never made it to the NHL, I don't know if I'm going to put him on a team. But if there's a a mediocre player in the dub on one of the teams who made it to the NHL and had a decent career, then I'll probably put him on my team.
Just so you guys know too, me and Andrew haven't discussed our teams, so yeah. If they're the same,
they could be.
Was it? It could be. My team's very Vancouver Giant heavy.
Mine's all Vancouver Giants.
So is mine.
I didn't pick. Next week we're gonna have a tough time. We'll have Kelowna Vancouver and Kelowna's Kamloops. Gonna be nice. Kamloops and Kelowna.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one. So stick around. Come check out the next one.
Yeah, and also let us know if we should have a player in a certain spot. Maybe you would have put someone different, and I also want to know who would have won. Okay, so where do you want? How do you want to do this, Steve? Do you want to go? Do you want to tell me your team, or do you want to go position by position?
I'll just go my team.
Go ahead.
So for forwards, the left wing, I have a guy you guys might know, Evander Kane. Some of you guys might know him. Some of you guys might know him for him posting with all that money on the balcony, then filing for bankruptcy a couple years later. Some even know him because you hate playing against him. But as a left wing, I think I remember I personally was at. I watched that 07 team live. It was insane. Most of my players actually are off that team. all but one.
Really?
Yeah. So at center I have Joubert Brûlé. The guy was a stud in the
WHL for sure.
And then went to Edmonton. Kane got drafted by the Thrashers, for those who don't know, and then tossed around the NHL. San Jose, Phoenix. No, maybe not. I can't remember. He's been around through a few teams. Buffalo. And then Brûlé was drafted to Edmonton. Didn't make as big a splash as Kane, but my third right winger, or the right winger of my team, is going to be a guy, Brandon Gallagher. So the guy's a stud. I remember watching. He was the captain of that team. Tough guy. Small guy, but tough. I think he was drafted below the fifth round, too. I think he was a fifth to seventh round pick for Montreal. So a huge steal. Obviously, you guys watching the Stanley Cup Finals here, that iconic picture of him bleeding everywhere and celebrating with his team is just describes who he is. For my D, I have a guy you guys might know of, Cody Franzen. Played for Nashville, and I think he got tossed around a little bit. Guy was an absolute stud, and I'd put Andre Mazaros with him. Another, in my opinion, another really skilled defenseman. And then I think the best Giants goalie of all time has to be Tyson Seismith. Mm-hmm. So that would be my team. I don't know.
Okay, we've got a few differences.
So, I like this. So in Instagram or whatever, comment, YouTube, wherever you're watching, put what you guys who thinks win, and then give us an idea on what you guys think your best what your team is. I would love to hear from you guys, right?
I want to know if you tell me Steve won, I want to know why. If you say Andrew wins, you can just period. That's fine.
Because it's Steve. That's what, Bartologist always wins. This is what happens. I told you.
All right. So here we go. I'll start with the same. So on left wing, I got Evander Kane. 73 goals, 65 assists, 138 points in 134 games with the Vancouver Giants in the WHL. So yeah, it's self-explanatory. He's a fighter. He had a lot of heart. I'm not the biggest fan, to be honest, but I'd put him on my team.
Yeah, certified dubtician for sure.
Yeah, he's a certified dubtician. And on right wing, another certified dubtician, Brendan Gallagher. 136 goals, 144 assists, 280 points in 244 games played with Vancouver or in the WHL.
Badass player, man.
Yeah, that's almost the most on my team. But my centerman actually had the most, and that's Craig Cunningham.
Oh,
yes. So he had 86 goals, 136 points. Sorry, assists, 222 points. I'm just kidding. He played more games than Brendan. He didn't get more points. He had 295 games played, 222 points. He also had
that injury, right? That life-threatening injury, or he doesn't play hockey anymore, I believe. He got an AHL, and I think he got some type of severe injury.
Yeah. He was hospitalized after collapsing on the ice during a pregame skate.
Yep. That's what it was.
But, yeah. So prior to that, I put him on my team.
I'm actually kind of surprised. We both left out a certain player. And I don't know if you know who I think I'm talking about.
Lucic.
Milan Lucic.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought you were going to take him. I thought you had him there. But yeah, I mean, I'm just not a big fan of Lucic. I met him once. He seemed nice at the time, but being in Boston, beating us in the, I'm not gonna go there. I'm not gonna go bring up these these nightmares that people have. But
I don't want to talk about that.
Nothing happened in 2011. I don't know what you're talking about.
So Craig Cunningham, his best season in Vancouver, he had 97 points in 72 games played. So that's a big year. And that's why he is up my center. He played in Portland for a year too before getting drafted by Boston. He played with the Providence Bruins for a while. He played a couple years in the Major League, in the National League, sorry, Major League. And then he got traded to Arizona, and that's when the event happened in the AHL. So anyways, on to defensemen. On the left side, with the left-handed shot, I have Bowen Byron. He had 46 goals, 104 assists, and 150 points in 188 games played. Mm-hmm. Not too shabby for a defenseman, I'd say.
He's a top prospect.
Yeah.
Drafted fourth overall to Colorado?
Yes, fourth overall by Colorado.
Him and McCarr are going to be nasty.
That's gonna be a tough 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I got a few Colorado friends, so I don't let them hear. But that defensive core is gonna be picked up pretty well once he makes that team.
Yeah, and then on the right side, I've got Cody Franson. Mm-hmm. He's a right-handed shot, not so much for his points, but I thought it would be a good balance with him and Byram, because he was 6'5", 225 pounds.
Threw his way around too.
Yeah. And then I also have Ty Sexsmith in net.
I don't think there's anyone. When I think Vancouver goaltending, like Vancouver Giants goaltending, I think Tyson Sexsmith.
Yeah. And the 2007
run.
The
2007 run?
Yes. In 2007, the Memorial Cup, he had a 1.4 goals against average. 9.936 save percentage, and went 4-1-0. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty darn good. So that's my all-star team.
Who do you think wins, guys? I mean, we're pretty close. I think we have two different. That's about it.
I think
one our center's different. You have Kane, Gallagher, and Franzen. I have Brulé and Mazaros, so the two different ones, and then everything else is the same. So what do you guys think? Or do you guys have someone else?
Who's the difference maker? Yeah. Let me know who we've missed. I think I win strictly because I have a defensive defenseman. You have two offensive defensemen.
What are you talking about? I've Cody Franzen. What are you talking about?
You took Cody Franzen as well.
Yeah, that was like my first guy I picked. I picked Cody Franzen, Andre Mezeros.
Damn it.
And Mezeros was a pretty good offensive defenseman too. Not as good as Bowen Byron.
Did he have 150 points in 188 games?
I was thinking, I was going a little bit more certified in the NHL already.
NHL proven.
Picks. Yeah. Bowen Byron is going to be a stud, but I mean, he's probably one of the best defensemen to ever come out of Vancouver. So
Andrew wins. You admit defeat.
I never met defeat. I didn't say that.
So thanks for sticking around, guys. Thanks for listening to us banter, and keep your skate on the ice. Catch you next time.
Don't be a flamingo.